Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Warren Whiteley, everybody. Warren, always good to see you. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Are you good? How's your knee?
Very well. Very well. Thanks, Martin.
How long are we? Are we sitting? Are we waiting? People are anxious. No pressure.
No pressure. The goal is just to give myself a shot, you know, give myself a shot at playing in the Currie Cup and give myself a chance, you know, if I'm in good nick to get into that squad. But obviously focus on the present but on track. Thanks, Martin.
I just want to look back quickly at the Super Series. I suppose as South Africans, we wanted to go slightly differently and at least have a shot at it. What are your feelings about it? Did we do ourselves any favors? Did we drop the ball a bit?
No, look, I think we can be proud. Look, it was so close. I mean, if we look at the Crusaders, barring the Crusaders, which are really out and out the best side, I think it was extremely close. From second, the Hurricanes, to 10th in the competition. Was really close. Any team could win it on the day. And look, I think the Bulls were probably the best South African side this year, and they proved that. And
that's all I wanted you to say. Thanks for coming.
Yes, they impressed me, especially overseas. I think to tour so late in the competition, and come back, you know, back home and have to tour again and still be competitive and you know, in that match was unbelievable. So a lot of credit needs to go to them.
So many changes, I feel, in South African rugby. I mean, Alma, you could attest to this as well. A lot of changes. What are your feelings going into a World Cup? Is it positive? Is it a bit of nerves because it's hit and miss?
I'm extremely positive, Martin. I think the guys have prepared extremely well. You know, obviously not being able to go further in those playoffs helped with the prep going into this rugby championship. And the guys are extremely well prepared. I know how hard they work, and it's an amazing squad. I mean, they're players that are playing overseas that are coming back. Guy like Cheslin is playing unbelievable rugby at the moment. Reinhard Alstad as well, unbelievable player. So those type of guys are going to make a massive impact. Francois Steyn. So there's a good mix. There's a good mix. And I think it's a strong, strong squad. Very, very strong squad.
I loved the way that Warren played like a man possessed in that win in Wellington last year against the All Blacks. And of course, we have another All Black test in Wellington on the horizon next weekend. Yeah. What is it that was different that day? Because it was such a big result, and you literally looked like you were ready to run through walls.
No, that was, that's extremely special. I mean, I don't think I can really put into words, Alma. It was a special day. I think our preparation was unbelievable, and Rossi actually told us from our first camp earlier that year that is the game.
That's the game?
That is the game we targeted, and we are, and I mean, he said it. He said, we are going to beat the All Blacks in New Zealand. And this year, it's going to be extremely interesting. I mean, New Zealand purposefully chose the venue again, being in Wellington. So it's going to be extremely interesting. Huge. I think you've got an unbelievable side going. They're going early, prepping, so I can't wait for that.
How important is tomorrow's game?
Very, very important.
Once again, in the context of a World Cup year, you are there in the midst of all these talks all the time. What's going on right now? What is he saying? What is Rossi saying? What has been said to the boys about tomorrow's game? Is it all important?
Definitely. I mean, that first test match of the year is always, you know, just for the psyche going forward and
putting up your hand and saying,
putting up your hand, and also being a home test.
Yeah, of course.
Being a home test at Ellis Park is also huge.
I was listening to people saying, but it's not the strongest team and, it's devaluing the test. But I kind of feel like if I was playing tomorrow, it's a bit like a trial, like a Rugby World Cup trial.
Absolutely.
And I would literally smash everything tomorrow if I was one of those, particularly the starting lineup players, because obviously you're getting a gap. You know, a guy like Bongi Manambi doesn't get to start often, and he's getting a run tomorrow, so he's obviously going to be
And
massive.
I mean, I've trained with all these boys, and this is by no means a second side, I can promise you that. So this is going to be a unbelievable test match. I'm actually going, and I'm super psyched. I'm going to be a supporter. We're all going on the stand, so I'm going to be full out.
Johannesburg, green and gold tomorrow. Warren Whiteley hanging with us on the show this morning. Big year, World Cup, players coming back from all over. The coach has got a lot to prove. and also new signings for all the locally. Before we get to the World Cup, let's just talk about the local franchises here, the local unions. Lots of changes, hey? I mean, the Bulls losing so many players, but now all of a sudden you're seeing old friends coming back. Josh, Strauss, Jean Krier. How about that?
Ruan Pinar.
I must say, I'm doing the full circle, so it's awesome to see those guys coming back.
And were you surprised?
I was very surprised, especially with Josh. Myself and Josh are good mates. So, you know, he said he wouldn't come back and he'd finish off overseas. So it's lacquer to see him coming back. Eh? So super excited to have a good laugh with him when he comes back.
No, he's like, no, never.
Never. I'll never come back.
Never come back.
Oh, sure thing, Josh.
And it's interesting that he's going to be playing at the Bulls because, of course, he was that Curry Cup winning captain at the Lions, which started the resurgence.
Yeah, amazing player and unbelievable guy. So down to earth. You should have him in studio. We're definitely going to ask him
to come in. All roads lead to the Bulls, Warren.
And he can grow a mean beard. So you guys can have a beard off.
I think he's got you, though. I think he's got you, Mark.
Ah, he's a captain. Yeah, he's a
captain. Funny Bart spun.
Yeah, he's a funny Bart spun.
The handshake challenge. Well done on getting in on that. Fantastic idea. JL. John Laffinier-Jager, we know him through the tennis world, and this guy said, listen, he would like to see the rugby team shake hands before the game.
Yes.
You think it's an important thing?
Very important, Marta. I think it's amazing for our kids as well, for the youngsters, and just to change that perception, you know, and it has been a challenge. It has been a challenge, but...
if the guys don't want it. Because they're still in that kind of,
I mean, and it's understandable. Yeah. I mean, growing up, you know, with rugby and, I mean, the manne wil nie aanskut voor die tyd, hulle wil na die tyd. Dis verstaanbaar. So, it has been a challenge, but it's been awesome. Eh? John has done amazing work, JL, and got a lot of respect for him. And we've been pushing it now. And just to see these kids at school...
doing it before the game.
It's amazing, you know, just to see these little 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds talking about respect and shaking hands. And
amazing.
Who belong to get this. Who,
and I also think it's a great thing that they've attached this now to fighting cruelty against children and fighting for the welfare of kids internationally. I love the fact that JL has now linked the Handshake Challenge to a cause like that. That is so cool. Comment for you, question for you. Let's hear Warren Whiteley joining us on Breakfast this morning. Wat sê jy?
Net for Warren say, sy grootste fan sit by die skool met sy oorfone aan en hy luister, want hy was so opgewonde en ook teleurgesteld toe hy hoor Warren gaan opwees en hy gaan nie kan luister nie, maar hy maak 'n plan. Joshua is agter jou al die pad, Warren, en dankie vir alles wat jy vir hom gedoen het so ver.
Oh, shame, man. So you have these earphones on at school.
Hello!
That's why we asked Warren to come in that early, because we know he's got so many kids, fans as well, so just coming in early. Listen, I'm going to ask you just to hang around for a moment, if you don't mind, because we had a very special moment on the show a while ago regarding, and this is all very vague now, but regarding a watch, a tag away watch, and a very special moment that happened on the show, and we invited some of those guests, including Stefan Terblanche. I mean, what a legend, right?
Amazing guy. Amazing guy. Doing some amazing work with the legends at the moment.
What song can I play you, by the way? What is on your... What do you listen to? What gets you amped for again?
Oh, my word. You know what? I actually just thought of Baby Shark, because that's about the only song... That's about the only song I listen to every day.
Guess who has toddlers? Yes.
I'm going to give
you... No, look, anything upbeat.
I'm not going to play Baby Shark.
No, please.
No, I'm going to give you a moment to think about it. Listen, look at this villain. Up and he's still emerging. Which is ironic because he's a lion. Just saying.
Who played in Durban as well?
No, I did.
With Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a vrek lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.